At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
The snap to May. Back two steps. Looks to the end zone. He pumps. He backs up. He slides left. He looks in the left corner. Now he rolls to his right. He pulls up in the middle of the field. Drake May eludes a defender. Running to his left. Looking to the end zone. Trying to keep the play alive. Falling down. He throws to the end zone. It's caught!
He's got it!
Touchdown!
He's got it!
Ramondre Stevenson!
Let's welcome in the play-by-play voice of the New England Patriots here on your home of the Dallas Cowboys. Good morning, Metroplex. 8 o'clock hour here with Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and our Cowboys insider, Bobby Roberto Belt. That is the voice of Bob Sochi joining us now on the D&M Leasing Hotline after the Cowboys traded for new backup quarterback Joe Milton. Good morning, Bob. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Doing well. Thank you for asking. Bob, what did you think of the trade compensation? Were you surprised by it, or were you and other Patriot fans expecting more?
Well, I try to be realistic. I was surprised. I thought that maybe Milton would bring back a little more, particularly in light of some of the other recent trades for backup quarterbacks. But then you start to think about reasons why they traded him. And obviously the guy you just heard me try to describe with that sensational play in Tennessee last year is the primary reason, Drake May, his classmate. They drafted the two quarterbacks, as you know, together. But I think also that there's, Joe Milton had this remarkable flourish to end the season against the Buffalo Bills. And he has tremendous physical skills. But he is still, I think, very much a great unknown. And a lot of the questions that followed him out of the University of Tennessee into the NFL as a late round draft pick remain for most people. So I think when you sit down and process it, while a lot of fans here are disappointed, I still think the Patriots accomplished what they needed to. They got another pick. They were able to move up a bit, I think 46 slots in the end. They developed him to a point where he became an asset. And I think they traded him when, his value for them was at its highest.
Bob, Mike Reese said this sparks a thought that the trade was driven, Patriots insider, that this was driven as much by QB room dynamics as anything else. What does that mean?
Well, Mike Reese is as good as they come in covering the Patriots, certainly. And I think, with Todd Archer and that group as well down there, among the best in the business. He is a guy that certainly is well-sourced and I think has a great perspective and is not someone who is prone to hyperbole. And I think that, you look at just the recent lessons for the Patriots. They had two quarterbacks who came in a year apart. Matt Jones, first-round pick, 2021. Bailey Zappe the next year is a fourth round pick. And Jones gets hurt against Baltimore early in the season, his second year. Zappe comes in and wins a couple of games. And then Jones, at that point, he is beginning his slide from where he was as a rookie. And for all intents and purposes, by the end of his tenure, he was a broken quarterback here. And at that same time, Bailey Zappe had a little taste of success early as a Patriots starter. There were calls for him to replace Mac Jones, chants from the crowd. And over the course of the next couple of years, I think that the dynamics in that quarterback room were unhealthy for both of them and for the team as a whole. You know, you had a guy that was the number one pick and was drafted to be the next franchise quarterback, and you had another guy who probably felt like, hey, I outplayed him when I got my opportunity. And, you know, in the end, neither prospered from that, and nor did the team. And so I think, you know, that's part of it. That's the background historically in the recent past for the Patriots. But I think also, you know, in the case of Joe Milton, he's a bit older for a rookie quarterback to come in, given his experience at the college level. Like I said, he's a guy that finished, I think, very surprising to a lot of people internally, just how well he played against Buffalo, understanding that the Bills didn't really try very hard in that game, didn't play the regulars, and it wasn't exactly the most complex defense, more like a preseason approach for them, as they were more than willing to let the Patriots win, I think, and slide out of that number one pick and fall to the fourth spot overall. But I think that's primarily it. I think, you know, I don't know any information inside regarding either personality, whether there was an issue between them. I don't suspect so. I just think it was an opportunity to trade Joe Milton coming off that season finale, but also at the same time eliminate any possibility of a reoccurrence of what took place when Mac Jones and Bailey Zappe inhabited that same room.
Bob Soci, Patriots play-by-play, join us here 105 through the Fan. Okay, so don't interpret it that Joe has a personality problem. Interpret it as, no. You know, we're just trying to avoid Drake looking over his shoulder at the backup.
I think Drake looking over his shoulder, and of course the memory for fans too here locally is going to be that performance by Joe Milton. And I think a lot of people when the Patriots picked him thought, you know, maybe Milton, they might have something here. And especially the reports out of training camp and early in the season when the Patriots delayed the start for Drake May as the quarterback of this team taking over for Jacoby Brissett. Milton seems like a really likable guy. He's bright. He's got a great energy about him, very positive from everything that I've seen and experienced. So, yeah, I would say don't read into it as much about Joe Milton as more or less just eliminating that possibility of having Drake May look over his shoulder and as well having the fans, you know, clamoring for that backup quarterback, that young backup quarterback who is his classmate. If there are any, growing pains this year as he adapts to a new offense under Josh McDaniels.
Bob, the tools he has are they're vast. Like, what is his issue? Is it ability to read defenses? Is he inaccurate? Like, what is his biggest, you know, kind of hump that he has to get over?
Yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, he physically, he looks like Cam Newton. There's a couple of plays, if you go back, including one that was negated by a penalty, where it's very much like Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, spinning out of the pocket, keeping a play alive, rolling to the left, and then throwing a dart to the corner of the end zone. You know, when you hear the term rocket or a cannon applied to a pitcher or a quarterback, I mean, this is a guy that is the definition of that. We saw that in training camp. What we didn't see, to your point, to your question, was the accuracy. And what we understood when he was drafted by the Patriots and coming out of Tennessee, big reason why he went where he went in the draft, was if not the inability, then at least I think, you know, maybe being further behind other quarterbacks, let's say, in terms of reading and processing. And, you know, in that particular game, like I said, against the Buffalo Bills, where we saw him for extended action, and the only other times we really saw him during the year were training camp and the preseason, when, again, you're going against vanilla defenses and there's very little scheming. You know, I don't think we really got to gauge whether he could truly process. I do think, though, that the team internally was very pleasantly surprised with the progress that he made behind the scenes. Did a lot of work with visualization, some 3D technology that they incorporated in his development in on the practice field. Certainly made strides in a significant way, according to coaches, by the end of the year.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Year, but I still think that those questions remain about whether Joe Milton can process what he sees at the line of scrimmage before the snap, and then his defense has changed from what he, you know, what he first recognized once the play begins to unfold, how he's going to handle that.
Patriots play-by-play guy Bob Soci joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Okay, Bob, you kind of just touched on it there a little bit at the end, talking about the progress that he made. The big issue here with Trey Lance and Dallas when Dallas gambled on him was just you consistently heard from people that there wasn't a lot of consistent progress. Was it something in New England that if they didn't trade him, were you hearing any sort of feedback that the coaching staff felt like, all right, not only is he progressing, but he's showing to be a good student, and we think there's still more room for him to tap into. We think he's capable of being more.
Well, you know, what's kind of interesting is that you have a coaching staff now that is new from the coaching staff he had as a rookie, and it's a different offense under Josh McDaniels, and it's a difficult offense under McDaniels, even though he's, as recently as yesterday, said he's going to merge some of the ideas from people who've been around the West Coast, which is what the Patriots ran last year. And it was really a old-fashioned West Coast offense under Alex Van Pelt. And I dare to say it was a really simplified offense in comparison to what they're going to ask the quarterbacks to run this year. It's an offense that became Tom Brady's offense and evolved with McDaniels. And again, he's indicated he's going to scale it back and streamline and incorporate other ideas, but still different language. I think a lot of different things incumbent upon the quarterback in the line of scrimmage, especially. And so I think those questions existed internally, but you have a staff that really didn't have any experience with Joe Milton. There are a couple of holdovers on the coaching staff, but really not in any positions. You know, when you talk about the hierarchy, head coach Mike Vrabel, offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels, quarterbacks coach Ashton Grant, Thomas Brown, Todd Downing, all these guys have come in as former offensive play callers elsewhere, and they're on the staff now. They weren't here a year ago. So I think that's part of the equation, too, when you consider their evaluation of Joe Milton. And I think you look at Vrabel, as I say, as the head coach taking over. Elliott Wolf drafted Milton. He remains as the vice president of player personnel. But one of the ongoing questions here, and I think we're seeing it answered on a daily basis more and more, is who has the say over personnel ultimately. And I think it's Vrabel's call. And part of the trade of Joe Milton is that Mike Vrabel, you know, and his staff felt that, you know, it's a move they could make and it's a move they should make at this point in time.
Bob, how much of the feedback from fans that you heard during the season was related to, we always hear backup quarterbacks, the most popular guy in town, but how much demand did it feel like there was from Patriots fans who were like, let's roll with Joe Milton. We liked what we saw. We want him out there. We want to see him get a chance.
You know, I'll say, to be honest with you, too, and I'm going to probably contradict myself in some way. I don't think we got that because what people saw of Drake May was encouraging enough. And at times, and I'll go back to the play at the end of regulation against Tennessee, you know, they were saying, why wasn't this guy in there to start the season? Why did they wait until Houston in the middle of the season to put Drake May in there? By the end of the season, though, after that game in Buffalo, I think, you know, again, I think some people, you know, had a pretty high and inflated opinion, perhaps, of Joe Milton. In case Drake May stumbles, you would probably hear more from those people on sports talk radio here. But I don't think, like, during the course of last year, there were any of those calls. Milton was really largely an unknown to fans, except for the fact that, you know, they knew this guy did backflips on a daily basis on the practice field at training camp. Had a rocket arm, you know, was big and mobile and really looked the part.
Bob, last aspect of the trade, Jordan Schultz said that other teams were interested and the Patriots had a better offer, but chose to send him where he wanted out of respect for him. Boston Sports Talk lost their mind over this yesterday. Why would you do a favor to a 6th-round first-year player? What do you make of that report?
Yeah, well, Jordan's, you know, he's an established reporter, and I have no reason to doubt his reporting on this, and I can completely understand. I guess it goes back to my initial reaction of some mild disappointment that the Patriots dealt Milton to Dallas if they had a better offer to send him elsewhere. And you know, maybe part of that, I don't know for sure, was conference-related, division-related. In the case, too, of a situation like this, I go back to when the Patriots traded Jimmy Garoppolo to San Francisco. And Bill Belichick picked up the phone and made a call to John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. And the return on Garoppolo was a second-round pick. And I think that there was, you know, great regret on the part of a lot of followers of the team and a lot of criticism and scrutiny, certainly, from Sports Talk Radio, my friends on our flagship station. And it's lingered, really. I think it lingered from that point in time when Jimmy was dealt away through the end of Bill's tenure. Frustration, like, why didn't you get more for this guy when you had such a valuable asset? And so I think that, you know, the feeling of, like, doing another team a favor or doing the player, you know, that solid, why do that at the expense of getting more for the player? And the feeling when Belichick made that trade of Garoppolo to San Francisco, so he wanted to put him in a good place, really had a lot of respect for Kyle Shanahan and wanted to see Jimmy do well. When you had a team like Cleveland going back to the combine that year, was sending every signal that they were very interested in Jimmy Garoppolo, and perhaps the Patriots could have gotten a lot more in return for him. So I think that's part of the background when it comes to that discussion here locally with Joe Milton. I don't think it's apples to apples necessarily, but I do understand it.
Bob, thank you so much for the time. We really appreciate it. Enjoy your weekend and the draft coming up. Thank you.
Guys, my pleasure. Great to be with you.
The voice of the New England Patriots, Bob Soci. Nice get from Ralph James Choppy, giving you the Joe Milton reasoning and scouting report on the D&M Leasing Hotline. The hottest athlete in DFW did it again last night. And they're starting to attack Luka in Los Angeles. Next on 105.3 The Fan.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.